Yeah, I got one of those little radios too. I think I got the K5 or something like that. And I think I put that EG Zoomer or something like that firmware on it. It's kind of nice because it definitely opens up a lot on receive. I guess it also opens up a lot on transmit too. But I don't know. I don't think you get much power anywhere other than like on the UHF, VHF. But still, it's kind of nice to have. And I guess they're coming out with a new one that's kind of where they've unlocked all the receive bands, and it's got like a different antenna for like HF that you can plug into the top. I haven't done much research into it, but a lot of it's kind of the same hacks that a lot of people have been doing with that Quan Chang radio. In fact, a lot of people like it because it's probably one of the most hackable radios out there. There's a lot of guys that are using it. And like I say, for the money, it works really, really well. You know, I mean, you can pay if you want I've got the FT5 DR from, Yaesu. It's a nice little radio, but, you know, like I say, for the money, you know, there's nothing wrong with the Quan Chang.
I absolutely agree with you there. You know, I've seen some posts of guys online that have opened these things up and added another connector for, I forget, they opened it up to, like, the 10-meter, 6-meter band, or so they know with some of these firmwares you can single sideband on it, so they try and open it up down into HF, which is just fascinating, doing a little handheld. For the money, you can't beat it. I've picked up three of these things and loaded the firmware on it, kind of opened them up, you know. I completely not supposed to, but threw some GMRS channels in there.
Speak up.
With my dad and my brother this last year, and they simply just work, and for the price point, like I said, you can't beat them. I mean, I love Yaesu's products, I love Motorola's products, great quality products, but man, for the price I paid for three of these, I would maybe pay for one of the quote-unquote name brands. It's pretty incredible what the little Chinese radio market can do.